Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's session. But first up, a look at some global cues. Asia-Pacific stocks declined this morning after a mixed session, with markets watching for moves in electric vehicle makers. It's because Tesla's first quarter vehicle deliveries dropped 8.5% from a year ago, sending shares of the US EV maker down by 5%. Chinese EV maker BYD, on the other hand, has said that first quarter sales have plunged 43% quarter on quarter. Now, the BYD shares have fell 1.5%, whereas Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index opened 0.5% lower. In the overnight session in US, Dow Jones fell for a second straight day as bond yields rose and expectations that the Fed would cut interest rates in June have fallen. Now, the Dow closed nearly 400 points or a percent lower, while the S&P 500 slid 0.72%. It was the worst day since March 5th for the Dow and the S&P as well. The Nasdaq composite, on the other hand, shed almost a percent. Meanwhile, in some big news, Taiwan was hit by a powerful earthquake early this morning. The Taiwan weighted index has shed 0.8%. Now, Japan's Nikkei is down by 1.07%, with the broad-based topic 0.4% lower. Now, in some other global cues, crude prices were higher. The US dollar index has also inched up, as did the treasury yields in the US. Now, back home, the Nifty has managed to avoid any significant correction, and the dip that came during the day yesterday was quickly bought into. After a swift recovery from the recent swing low of March 20, the Nifty seems to have taken a pause. It traded in a 100-point range yesterday, but managed to respect levels both on the upside as well as the downside. The index found support in slipping below 22,400 and failed to cross and sustain above the 22,500 mark for the third day running. Whereas on the flip side, the broader markets have been rising. The mid-cap index gained for the seventh day in a row and are now up by over 4,000 points from their March 20 lows. The small cap index has also gained for the eighth straight day in a row and has now gained over 1,650 points from its March 20 low. The reality index, on the other hand, has also hit a 16-year high after rising for the eighth day in a row. Similar to the Nifty Bank has also remained in consolidation mode, with heavyweight banks on either side of the fence. Now, here's a look at some stocks to track today. Ultratech Cement is going to be in focus as it has commissioned two new greenfield capacities totaling 5.4 MTPA in Chhattisgarh and Tamil Nadu. JSW Energy Board has approved raising 5,000 crore rupees via QIP. Meanwhile, Z Entertainment MD and CEO Puneet Goenka has implemented a voluntary 20% pay cut on his personal remuneration. Anupam Rasayan has signed a letter of intent with a Japanese multinational worth $90 million or 743 crore rupees. Dhanlakshmi Bank has reported a business update saying that its total deposits have gone up 6.8%. On the other hand, Hindustan Zinc and Nalco have also posted their metal production updates. Karur Vysya Bank has accepted one-time settlement proposal from PC Jewellers. HCL Tech's arm has divested 49% equity stake in its joint venture with US-based State Street International Holdings for $172 million. Lastly, Shriram Property arm has received a tax penalty order of 446 crore rupees. Well, the GIFT Nifty suggests a start in the red for the benchmark Sensex and Nifty today. Those are the few cues to watch out for. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more.